This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay, go! Quick release down for Klay Thompson and a timeout by Steve Kerr.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That stadium was built to feel like it's outdoors when you're indoors.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, senior writer for The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane. Fox Sports college football insider, Bruce Feldman. Coming up, basketball Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal. Actor, Ronnie Chang. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're in Shaq's Zoom waiting room. By the way, that might be my new fantasy basketball team name. Shaq's Zoom waiting room. It rhymes.
I like it.
It does.
So maybe I'll text Shaq and say, "Let us in." was that in the old Paul McCartney Wings song?
Let him in.
You know,
open the door.
He was open the Zoom and let him in.
Do me a favor.
I can't wait for him to see open what TJ's got going on in his spot over there. That's great, man. Look at him. We have widened out. There's all those balloons from Carl Anthony Towns.
So absurd.
Because the Cowboys have fallen flat.
This is ridiculous.
It is fantastic.
You know, I always wanted my full shot back, and you wouldn't give it to me when I wanted it.
Yeah,
and now I get it now, and I don't want it.
The video that he made that we played yesterday, he made another one that we couldn't air because he used NFL footage and Curb Your Enthusiasm music and stuff like that. I mean, it was really professionally well done. He loves you, TJ.
I got to say that he put the clips from the game, and there was we got to put that on social media. I think we will.
Zach Galifianakis was in it.
It was diabolical.
It's all good. NBA Cup action.
Emirates Cup.
Emirates.
Yeah. Don't be disrespectful.
Emirates Cup action. Got to feel it. It's fantastic.
I can feel it.
You know, so there's lots to discuss. On that front, Shaquille O'Neal about to join us.
Oh, I see the diesel.
We're out of the Zoom waiting room.
I see the diesel. Now he is sitting.
The okay. Diesel, the daddy, the Shaq.
Checking in.
Man.
Shaq. Oh.
I love this guy. The actor Ronnie Chang is going to be joining us in studio as well from the Daily Show. He's in a new program that's on Hulu called Interior Chinatown. He'll be showing up here momentarily, and then we'll chat with him.
Nice.
The Bears are all talking as well, so we'll get that before we get out of Dodge. He's a pro football fan of the Dallas Cowboys, and so is T.J. Jefferson, and Carl Anthony Towns has been all over T.J. because the Eagles beat the Cowboys. We'll show this to our Hall of Famer. Is he ready to join us right now? Fantastic. Courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook, our friend Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Shaq? How you doing?
I'm not talking to you until you show the Cowboys with some respect. We're going to win 7 games in a row, and we're still for the playoffs.
Thank you, Diesel. Let me
write that down. Carl Anthony Towns came on this program during the summer wearing a Jalen Hurts Eagles gamer. He met TJ Jefferson, the resident Cowboy fan here, and this is what he just sent him. He just sent him all of these balloons and Eagles colored balloons and flowers with the final score in balloons as well, 34-6, Shaq.
Disrespectful, Shaq.
It sure is. I actually watched that game. Hey, we're having some problems now, but have you ever heard the word worser? Of course you have not, because there's no such thing. So what the point I'm trying to make is, yes, sir, it can get no worse. Right now we're on the first floor, and we just got to win one game at a time. We got 7 games left. There still is a chance.
Okay.
As long as there's a chance, I do believe.
But did you think Carl Anthony Towns had that sort of troll game in him? Look at what he sent over here, Shaq.
Well, he is from Jersey.
That's right.
And I know his father very well, and his mother was such a beautiful woman. Rest in peace. I have a lot of respect for Carl Anthony Towns, but when you're from Jersey, you definitely have a great sense of humor.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal here on the Rich Eisen Show. Shaq, I heard what you had to say about Joel Embiid last night at halftime of that game. You didn't mince any words, Shaq.
Yeah, because as the ruler, supreme ruler of the Big Man Alliance, I think I know what it takes. And first, you have to have the eye. Like, we as fans, like, for example, they had 2 legends that walked in the building last night. When you saw Dr. J play, did you look at Dr. J's eyes? When you saw Allen Iverson play, did you see his eyes? I don't see that same look in Joel Embiid. So as a big man that's a leader, I know the mentality you have to have. One, you have to come in no holds barred, because if the players see that and they know you're serious, they'll take it serious. You can't come out before the season and say, I'm not going to play back-to-back games, because that gives the followers room to breathe. And when you're in control of a team, there's no room to breathe, Devin George. There's no room to breathe, Big Shot Bob. There's no room to breathe, Rick Fox. Now, Rick Fox used to always tell me, hey, Shaq, when you get serious, then we'll get serious. And I didn't know what he was talking about. But then when Phil came and gave me the blueprint of how I win championships, it was all on me. Like, I had to come in with the killer instinct, and, you know, I had to play, I had to do this, and they demanded a lot of me, I demanded a lot of them. I didn't see him go to the post not one time yesterday. And I know people want to say, oh, the game is different. The game don't have to be different. The game is about simplicity. If I'm playing right now, I'm going to do the easiest thing to make me more successful. Period. Well, and he's doing that.
Well, I mean, so why is that?
I don't know. I don't really, I know who he is, but I don't really know how his motor ticks. I mean, I would like to think that everybody has the same motivation. If I'm these players right now, I'm watching Luka Doncic. Do you know why I say that?
Why?
Luka's going to be making 90 million a year. So if I'm as half as good as Luka, that's 45. If I'm as half as good as that, that's another 22 right there. So whatever these guys is doing, that's what I'm doing. You know, when, you know, a lot of players come in, you know, of course they come in for the monetary privilege that's about to have to them, but it's always clauses in your contract. If you do this, if you do this, if you get better, you can get an extension. I'd be trying to get these extra extensions. And then I asked Ernie this, how do you want to be remembered? You know who said that to me? He didn't say it to me, he said it in an article, and it really woke me up. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said that. And I was like, damn, man. And me being the respect that I have, I'm like, he does have 6, and he is remembered as one of the greatest of all time. I think that's what I want. Because, you know, they were trying to, you know how the media are, oh, Shaq's a dominant big man, and he's averaging all these numbers. You were there, because, you know, your wife was covering us, and he's doing this, and he's doing all these numbers. And Kareem said, yeah, but he gets swept every year in the playoff, and he doesn't win a championship. Not only did that hurt, it was the truth. A lot of times, you know, before you get all sensitive, my mother taught me, see if there's some truth in the criticism. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was 1,000,000% right. Yeah, Shaq, you're averaging 39 and 40 and putting up big numbers, but you know, you're probably the legend that has the most sweeps. I think me and Pau Gasol have been swept 5-6 times. So once he said that, I really had to get that eye, Rich. I really had to turn it up. So when I watch him play last night, I don't see that. So I put it out as a challenge. And I actually hope he gets mad, because when he gets mad, I like the way he plays.
Shaquille, who's that?
He knows great right now, and I've been on him the last couple of years, and I ain't got nothing to say this year. Donovan Mitchell. That's what I'm talking about, Big Donovan.
Yeah, Cavs are killing it right now. They're absolutely killing it right now. What ails the Bucks, Shaq? What's going on with them, do you think, right now?
I really had high hope. And I think I have to stop doing this. I thought we all as players had the same mentality, but I don't think it's like that with this era of basketball. Like, I tried to take on David Robinson, the ferocity of Patrick Ewing, and like however they thought, that's how I tried to think. You would think, and this is no disrespect to Boston. Boston are the champions, but they did have a sort of an easier route. You would think that Milwaukee, because their players were hurt, they would be upset. You would think Philly, because their players were hurt, they would be upset. I actually thought Philly, and especially when they got Paul George, I thought Philly was going to come in like, I actually thought Milwaukee was going to come like that. That would have been my motivation. That actually was my motivation. You know, every time we got swept by the Spurs, how that killed me. Every time swept by Utah, how that killed me. So I don't really know their problem. And they got two of the greatest players. I can't put a finger on it. They're playing well, and I just don't know. I'm never the guy that says is the coach, because to me the coach has always been, I don't want to use the word irrelevant, but the coach has always been the guy to just keep everybody together. It ain't about plays and all that, because the coach can't be on the court with you. You remember Phil just used to sit there with his knees crossed and get it together. Okay, move the ball. Stop it. So, you know, a lot of people like can blame on the coach, but you know, the players at some point gotta step it up.
Shaquille O'Neal here on the Rich Eisen Show. The DraftKings Sportsbook customers gonna receive, what's the NBA Cup double up boost on Tuesdays and Fridays throughout the Emirates Cup here?
Shaq. Well, the DraftKings. I have this memorized, so bear with me.
You got it. You go for it.
Okay, so yeah. DraftKings has a lot of exciting offerings and promotions for basketball fans. Throughout the NBA Cup, sportsbook customers will receive the NBA Cup double boost every Tuesday and Friday, consisting of one NBA same game parlay profit boost and one NBA live boost. You like those memory skills, Rich?
Shaquille. Neil right there. You can sell that double boost parlay stuff like anybody's business. Well done.
And I have to say, because, you know, DraftKings offers plenty of betting markets for fans to enjoy, but it is very important to play responsibly. Keep it fun, have a game plan, always stay within your limits. Remember, it's more fun when it's for fun. I'll also have that memorized.
Shaquille O'Neal, everybody. He's just like, he studied for this test. Shaquille, I'm watching you guys last night, and I'm like, the NBA needs to keep this show on the air. The four of you have got to stay together. Is there any chance the four of you stay together, Shaquille O'Neal?
You know, I'm always keeping professional.
Yes, sir.
And there's some things going on, and hopefully we can get the situation resolved. But I agree with you. You know, I love the guys, and you know, well, so that's all I can say right now. But I agree with you. Like, you know, I always tell Ernie this. I was like, Ernie, thank you. He's like, what are you thinking, me kid? Ernie made me famous. Ernie came to my house in 1989 when I was living on an Army base. Mm-hmm. And he knew me and my father. And you know, like, I had a lot of like dreams that was going on. Like, man, I wish I could get interviewed by him. It came true. Man, I wish Dick Vitale knew who I was. It came true. I wish I could, you know, go to college. So, you know, being able to sit next to him, especially for the past 12 years, it's just been a wonderful thing. But I do agree with you, and you know, we're going to work this year, and I think they're still working on something.
I hope so. Because, again, like last night, perfect example. Because, again, you know, obviously this is not my first rodeo hosting TV. And, you know, with a bunch of guys who know each other really well. And it's so rare to see on television the chemistry that you guys have. I think at one moment, Kenny went off script saying, I need a couple minutes here. And he starts talking. And Ernie says, you're going to take his time, pointing to Charles. Then he started talking about UConn, and the three of you were like, forget it. Like, get out of here. Like, you started making noise, and it sounds like what friends sound like when they talk to each other, Shaq, and it's still rare to see.
Not only friends, I'm sitting here right here looking at my little brother.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the little brother to Charles. Like, I always wanted a big brother. And when I used to go out and fight people that had big brothers, I'm like, damn, I ain't got no big brother to fight for me.
Right.
Charles is that big brother that I had. And a lot of people think that, especially when we start arguing, oh, man, y'all don't like each other. I said, bro, you have no idea what you're talking about. Charles is one of my best friends. So is Kenny. So is Ernie. It just happens. I'm about to have an argument with my little brother right now, but he's still my guy.
Right.
I love him. He's still my guy. So, you know, you talk about the, you know, how together we are. I think it's more than friendship. Like, Charles is that older brother that I always would wish for, and the older brother that's going to say what he wants, even if it pisses you off. But Charles, as you know, is one of the nicest human beings ever. And his mom was just like that. And his mom and my mom were best friends. And I see where he gets it from. Charles is an outstanding, fine individual who's going to say what's on his mind. And that's how it should always be.
So, not to put words in your mouth, I would never do that, just to wrap it up, because you can't say right now. But for those who think that this show is definitely toast, not yet, right now, as we're talking.
Like I said, I'm always have to be professional, so I really can't elaborate it. But we will be here this year, and hopefully they can work some things out.
Shaquille O'Neal, you're the best. Susie says hello. You know.
Hello, too.
Okay.
Love you, Shaq.
You're the best. Thanks, Shaquille O'Neal.
I need you to help me with dream scenarios.
Okay. What do you need?
7 games left for the Cowboys, right?
Yes, sir.
So how can we get in the playoffs? We're going to win 5 out of 2?
Let's see. Is the rest of the league still playing?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't stop. There's a schedule, Shaquille O'Neal. There it is. So there's
my
eight
question,
games.
Left.
There's
sir,
eight
my,
games. There's 8 games left.
My question, sir, so you don't have to do all the homework, because I know time is limited. What do we have to do to get in the playoffs?
5-6-2,
8-0, 7-1.
I think 8-0. To be very honest with you, I mean 7-1 would be 10 wins. Yeah. 10-7 might do it. 11, I mean, you really think they can do that? Dak's gone. Dak's out. No one's running the ball, Shaquille O'Neal. Like, no one's running it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I have hope. I would hate to see us. Like, right now, we're not doing well, but
okay.
I would like to see us try to push and, you know, try to get it back.
Okay.
Right now, there's a lot going on, and it can only go up from here. But and you still haven't answered my question. 6-2, 7-1, 8?
Seven and one. Got to have 10 wins.
7-1. You got to have 10 wins. Yeah. You got to have 10
okay,
wins.
Cool. Guess what? It's going to happen.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Look for my call, Shaquille. Or Carl Anthony Towns might send you flowers and balloons to your studio in Atlanta. That might happen.
If not, I will put on this little helmet and wear it for 200 days straight.
Shaq, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't make that.
Hold
don't
on.
Make
does
that bad diesel.
No, it doesn't even go. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even fit, but I'll make it fit.
Shaq, don't do any bet that involves you dressing up like a cheerleader or having to eat
that
something.
That was
don't
like 8
it.
Years ago. We're don't still waiting
it.
For
we're
that.
We're still waiting to pay that off.
Hold on, I paid it off. What are you talking about?
No. You were in my studio at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, but not here in a full cowboy cheerleader outfit, like you said would happen. That was when Romo was quarterbacking back in that day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? My office had a house on fire, and like I lost all my files, so. I don't know if I should sign that contract or not. Sorry.
You're the best, Shaq. Take care of yourself, man. Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody. That's Shaquille O'Neal of DraftKings Sportsbook. Courtesy right there. Memorizing all of his lines. Fantastic. NBA Cup double up boost. The great Shaquille O'Neal. Love that guy.
Emirates Cup.
Hey, if he's still listening, you got to text Susie, Shaq. You got to text her.
Okay, do it.
You don't. That is the last person on whose side you don't want to be on the good side. You know that already, Shaq. You know that.
Susie, your husband is still a sex symbol.
Actually, Susie texted me, remind Shaq he was supposed to wear chaps also.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the. Yeah.
Chaps.
Mm hmm.
Chaps.
Take care of yourself, Shaq. You're the best.
Right, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. That's Shaquille O'Neal, everybody. There he goes. Best. Okay. Everybody's good. We're all good. They've got to keep this show. They've got to keep it going. There's nothing like it on television, and they got to keep it going. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know if he's talking about how maybe the NBA and Turner stay in business together somehow, and then they stay in business still in Atlanta and Turner. I don't know.
Do what we did.
Or
start a YouTube channel.
or I don't know. I mean, obviously there's different methods of distribution.
Yeah.
But when you've got guys who love each other and know each other and know each other's thoughts and are so good at what they're doing, that's a commodity. The NBA should do a deal with them. Yep. If they can't do a deal with Turner.
Turner produces it?
Interesting.
Why can't
I don't know.
Happen?
Just do a deal with Turner to produce the show and do something. I don't know.
Gotta keep them.
They have to.
Yeah.
It's too good. If they want to keep really doing it too. Right? If they want to keep doing it, which they do.
Of course they do.
How do we not figure this out? There's enough smart people in the NBA.
But do we know that they want to keep doing it?
You just heard it. Absolutely they want to keep doing it. There's no question in my mind they want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind.
Okay.
But they want
it's kind of up to Ernie, it feels like.
Ernie, yeah.
Feels like it's up to Ernie.
Why would it be up to him?
Well, wasn't he thinking about retiring?
I don't know. I put any words in anybody's mouth when we're dealing with
whether he has said before he only wants to work for Turner.
And hosting this show is one of the best things it's up to him or whatever, but it's really up to other places that want to keep it alive. I would think they'd want to keep doing it if it's in Atlanta. Like I understand if Ernie doesn't want to get on a flight to go up the East Coast or whatever. I mean, plus it's when the NCAA tournament's going down too, that's a lot of work. They're working like what with the playoffs and they're working like
almost
50
every day,
straight days.
Yeah. Well, they had 40 days and 40 nights and all that stuff.
It's truly special. And there won't be anything else like it if it ends.
Yeah, I mean, people, they're going to want to try to add people. Nah, man.
And
that's the formula, right?
I'm speaking from experience, you know, because I believe this is as good as it gets. And I'm somebody that's been hosting NFL Game Day Morning for a while. And as you know, we didn't keep our whole, you know, band together. And and that's for a different situation to discuss. But it's so rare to have people want to tune in and hear what a group of guys or ladies who get along famously well and are terrific at communicating and entertaining at the same time and raise the sport's awareness in people's minds and enhances the fandom of a sport. It's so rare. Hopefully they keep it together. Ronnie Chang is in our green room. Let's bring him out. Interior Chinatown is available for streaming right now on Hulu, which you can get on this Roku portal platform. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game, shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can be a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too.
You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help you find options within your budget. Try it today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel and right here on the Roku Portal, you can see on Hulu starting to stream on November 19th, all episodes of Interior Chinatown. And one of the stars of that, as well as The Daily Show, is right here. Ronnie Chang is here.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
That's an applause line.
Thank you. It's nice to be on a sports show with a host who actually wants guests on the show. Versus some other sports podcast shows I've been on, so great. Wow. I'm a fan of yours, man. I watch your show all the time in the Daily Show office.
You're kidding.
I mean, this is going to sound worse than it is, but your, you know, sports and you and all the other guys, Pablo Torre, me and Roy Wood Jr., we used to share an office, and we would put you guys on as, this is going to sound awful, as the background noise.
No, that's
not what because we were fans of sports and you guys were soothing influence to us, so that's why we're putting
on.
But you guys are great background noise.
Ronnie Chang, I do not. By the way, our radio audience just returned, and Ronnie Chang just gave me the wonderful compliment of saying that this show is on in the Daily Show offices as background noise. But I have been told many times, because back in the day when I did SportsCenter in the late '90s and the early aughts,
legendary SportsCenter run.
That show would re-air, you know, and people would say they would fall asleep to me. But I did not take that as anything but a compliment.
You know
what I mean? I don't think I'm putting them to sleep, but just like it's
soothing, it's familiar,
yes.
You know, it's also, you know, it's joyful, it's sports, it's something, obviously, if you like sports, it's something you're listening to. Man, that ESPN era was great. I read that book,
sure,
ESPN,
yes.
You Guys Have All the Fun.
Yes.
I loved it. You know, loved it. It seemed like such a crazy time when you guys invented basically cable television.
Dream come true, man.
Yeah.
And actually, when we did, I'll tell this story here.
Oh, please.
Certainly with you being here. Well, for the radio audience, again, Interior Chinatown is available for streaming on Hulu, and Ronnie Chang is in this show, and we'll discuss it in a second. You can catch it right here on Roku through the Hulu platform as well.
But let's talk more about you. So this ESPN thing. When you got on, it was like,
so I was on, and the 20,000th Sports Center just hit.
Yeah.
And they gave us all assignments to make appearances in promotional support of it.
Yeah.
And I drew the assignment of The Daily Show, which made me very happy because I'm a huge fan of The Daily Show and Jon Stewart, for sure.
American institution.
Jon Stewart is that. Yeah. And so I was really jacked.
Yeah.
And so I went there and made the mistake of trying to be funny.
Oh, well.
Yes.
He knows.
You know.
He knows.
You know that's a problem. And I went in, and also John had just started cursing.
What year was this? Roughly what year was this?
2001 or right, something like that. It could have been. I don't, because again, Kilborn had just left. When I first got to ESPN, Kilborn was leaving to go start the Daily Show.
Yes.
And then obviously he moved on to CBS, and then John came
John took
in.
Over. Yep.
And so John was not new to it, but him becoming the John Stewart that we all know and love had just begun. So he started cursing on the show.
Oh.
It was kind of new where they would bleep it out. Right.
Right.
And so, he started the first question. He goes, 20,000 sports centers, man, that's a whole bunch of bull S.
Uh-huh.
And that was like one of those curveballs, like Dwight Gooden or Kershaw coming from up here and just snapped it right off on me.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to respond, and I tried to top it.
Oh.
One of the worst appearances I've ever had. Like, I can't.
I'm sure it's not as bad. Let's review the tape on it. Yeah. I'll look it up on YouTube, but
it was terrible. But I can't watch it back. Please don't watch it back on
YouTube.
Yeah,
but that's cool that you got on the original Daily Show.
But that's the one thing that I did pick up from that, though, is, John came back before the taping.
Yes.
To say hello, and he say hi and just make it normal.
Yeah, make it normal and be a cool person, which is what you did for me, which is more than I can say for most of these other sports shows out there that have people on and they don't even want them on. These names that will remain anonymous.
I think people might be picking up what you're putting down right now,
Ronnie. I get it. You know, I get the press run. But the point is, you're saying that Jon Stewart made you feel like he wanted you to be there. And I think that's what we all want to feel like when we're talking to some other human, that they want us to be here. So
what's it like working there?
With John? John is great. Let's start the inevitable sports analogies. It's like watching Michael Jordan come back to the Bulls running the triangle offense, because he's got complete command of that medium. I mean, he invented modern American satire. You know, that idea of having someone talking behind a desk and having the video playing hypocrisy in the corner. Like, he invented that. He invented that format that everyone else has copied. So he's in control of it. He knows exactly what he wants to say, how to say it, how to navigate the clips, and obviously the jokes, and it's natural, you know. And he's doing it once a week, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think that you can tell that he's less worn out doing it once a week. Yeah. I think, in my opinion.
I can only imagine again
as
doing
someone
a show
who does this every day.
Exhausted by the hypocrisy I deal with is not nearly as intense as the hypocrisy that he must feel to cover.
Jerry Jones saying something, and then you got to have to cut clips.
It's interesting you choose him out of all the people.
I mean, he's in the Zeitgeist now, right?
He very much is. Yeah, he very always is. I mean, it's football season. What is your sport?
I grew up a basketball guy. Also, because I grew up in Singapore, I'm a English Premier League guy.
What's your squad, your team?
Well, that's the interesting thing.
Your side.
Because I come from Malaysia, I felt that any team I picked in America or any other country for that matter is kind of disingenuous. So I never.
Why do you say that?
Oh, it's a bit of a poser, you know. Like this is what always irritated me about Malaysian English Premier League fans is that they would pick like Liverpool or Arsenal for whatever reason. They like the color of their jersey on TV or something, and then supporting their team is one thing, but they would get so angry at other Singaporeans and Malaysians who supported Manchester United. And they would bring that beef to Singapore, where they would, you know, talk crap about these Manchester United fans. I'm an Arsenal fan. You're a Manchester United fan. Therefore, I hate you. And it's like, none of you have ever been to England. If you guys went to Manchester, they would probably beat the crap out of you because you don't look like them. And so you inheriting their colonial, like
tribalism doesn't work, is what you're saying?
No, I mean, not tribalism is stupid where it came from. And you're like colonized into this tribalism for no reason, you know? And so I always rejected that. So I was always rebelling against that kind of stupidity I felt of Singaporean, Malaysian, English soccer fans who hated other non-British, you know, team, whatever, the other club person. So I would just pick the team that everybody hated. So at that time, when I was following soccer, it was everyone hated Chelsea because they had a bunch of money come in and they were winning. And they were winning with a lot of bravado. Jose Mourinho was like he was the manager. He was great on the mic. He was like cutting these promos like a macho man. Like it was great. And so I would just tell people I support Chelsea because I support money buying championships, and that would just piss everybody off. So that's my current stance right now is I support whichever English Premier League team is currently at the top.
So you're a front runner and you don't care.
Yeah, week to week, I'm always winning.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan now?
NFL is interesting because I actually really love the New England Patriots because I used to live in Manchester, New Hampshire. Patriots.
And, my man.
And I just love, I've read every Belichick book. I love that philosophy of always stay in the moment, stay in the present. Yes. What's past is past. We're focusing on right now. And I think Bill Belichick, I mean, the way he build the franchise like that consistently, I'm like, Bill Belichick might be the first Asian head coach in the NFL. I mean, he's so Buddhist about football, and he's so strict.
Yes.
And he doesn't, he rarely cracks a smile. This guy's an Asian parent, man. And I think that they should rename Madden Belichick.
Oh, wow.
That's my hot take
Michael Irvin
socials.
Wants to rename the trophy.
You're welcome for the engagements. They should rename Madden Belichick. Because all respect to Madden, but I think Belichick is probably... should be the new EA Sports football game.
So you fell in love with them when you lived in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Okay. No, I fell in love with them. I used to live in Manchester, New Hampshire, so I felt a little bit of affiliation to them. Yeah. But I just love well-run franchises. So I love San Antonio Spurs. I love... Okay. I love Golden State Warriors. I think they're very well run.
Sure.
I love I just love sports. So when I go to the NBA, when I go for NBA games, I literally wear like an NBA logo t-shirt.
Oh my God. You're like Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat.
I support the association.
When you go to Madison Square Garden
pretty
much.
Yeah.
Interior Chinatown, available for streaming on Hulu November 19th. What attracted you to this project?
It's a best-selling book. So if you're, don't trust us, trust that the book proved itself in a free market situation, that people got behind it. It's a very meta story about, these characters who are in a TV show, but they don't know they're in a TV show. And they're constantly questioning their reality. It's not a Truman Show thing. There's no fourth wall. It's just people who are in the concept of a Law and Order type procedural show. And then they slowly are questioning why they're always relegated to the background of this TV show without ever knowing that they are in a TV show, quote unquote. Look, it's very complicated to explain. So just watch it.
Or just watch it.
If you watch it, yeah. Here's the sell is that it's a very sophisticated, elevated show. So it's not a very straightforward premise. So if that sounds interesting to you, if you're constantly complaining about dumb TV, this is anything but dumb. So, please check out Taika Waititi directed the pilot.
A pretty big name, man.
That's a big
man.
Name. Got the big guns behind this. Jimmy O. Yang anchoring the show. So, check out. And in this, we live in this period of, I think we're post peak TV right now. You know what I mean? Like the streaming wars are kind of done. We're living in the wasteland remaining of the aftermath of all these, tech bros destroying each other. And we've seen so much television in the last, 8 years, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like this is the perfect show. What better show to make post peak TV than a show kind of making fun and analyzing the tropes in TV shows, which is what this show does.
I like it. By the way, we should adopt that for the Rich Eisen show and the post peak sports
podcast,
world.
Yep.
We're not dumb.
We're not dumb.
You know what I mean? So that we might just adopt that.
I feel like we're still in the peak sports podcast world, right?
We are peak. We're in the middle of it.
We're in the middle, right? These are the salad days. And are we aware? Are we living in the moment to enjoy?
We're trying, for sure. Yeah. Every single day, man.
Yeah, look how classy this set is.
This set is very classy.
And this is a podcast.
I appreciate you saying
that. And this is classier than...
We're a live show.
Really your podcast.
Old school radio.
Yeah, but really your podcast.
We have segments.
It's a podcast. It's a podcast with a great set.
So. Third Netflix special, Love to Hate It, premieres December 17. What's the hit? What's the it that you love to hate? What's the it?
Oh, no, you're not asking. I just thought it was a cool sounding title. I don't know. Yeah, it's not it. No, I mean, I think, if you want me to connect it to the material,
no,
I guess
right. You can do whatever you want.
I think for stand-up comics, like me, I love stand-up comedy. I love performing stand-up comedy. I love writing stand-up comedy. A lot of stand-up comedy is kind of complaining about stuff.
Yes.
So in a way, the title is referencing the idea that I love stand-up comedy, which is inherently kind of hating on things. So
okay.
I love the hate. I mean, that's
I like it.
Yeah. Is that good enough to, yeah, please.
It wins.
Give this video a thumbs up.
Certainly, if you're in New Brunswick on the 15th, Providence, Rhode Island on the 16th. Waukee, Iowa on November 22nd. For more dates and tickets, visit RonnieCheng.com. And then, of course, there's The Daily Show.
Daily Show, yes, sir.
Fantastic. Yeah. Congrats on everything going on with you, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me on. You're also an American institution, so it's very nice to
speak to you. And you're very kind to do it, and I hope you enjoyed this experience. I hope you enjoyed flying the Rich Eisen show.
Yeah,
you
know? It was great. Much better than almost any other sports podcast experience I've been on.
How many of the other experiences have you been on?
I've been on Pablo Torre. He's my good friend. I love Pablo.
Just tell him I said hi.
Yeah,
please.
Pablo's great. Okay. I love him. Yeah, intelligent.
Okay.
Intelligent sports analysis versus other shock jock controversy seeking former ESPN people who are using other people to just get clicks.
Wow. Oddly specific.
You know who you are.
Really, very specific. Drilling down deep.
Yeah, but you're cool with us, though, right?
No, this place is great. I love it. Yeah.
Come back anytime. Oh, by the way, you can't see TJ behind
us. Sorry, there's a guy back there.
Our favorite New York Nick, Carl Anthony Towns, who's a big Eagles fan, sent all of those balloons to TJ. And flowers, because he's a Cowboy fan, and that you could see the final score of the game, 34-6. So
it's real disrespectful back here.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's really funny.
As disrespected as you felt on your previous stops on podcast.
You have to speak up. Ronnie can't hear you, TJ.
Yeah, you're behind flowers and balloons.
Wait, Ronnie, I'm over here.
Yeah. And they're really rough. I mean, this Cowboys abuse is probably not going to stop anytime soon, though, right?
Definitely not, Ronnie.
No, run out helium.
We got a solid nine more weeks. Yeah. Well, actually, I got a lifetime of this left.
I know. Yeah. It's a bit unfortunate.
We'll all hug it out as a group. At Ronnie Cheng on both the hellscape of X and Instagram.
I'm not on X anymore.
Don't worry about it.
Well, you a threader, Ronnie? You on Threads?
I'm not on Threads either. I found, strangely enough, not being on social media as much actually makes you happier. I know that's crazy.
But
just trust. Just try it.
Yeah. Twitter banned me for 2 years, Ronnie. I don't know.
Shoot stuff off of talent. This is back when X actually had rules.
Right.
When it was Twitter, would shoot stuff off of a television set and post it.
Live stream it?
Okay.
That's a bit harsh.
That's not really how it went down. Yeah,
it is how it went down.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, if you tweet that, they're letting a lot of people on Twitter right now, so I'm sure they'll reconsider your violations.
Right, oh, they did. He's back.
That's the worst thing that I did.
There's a lot worse happening on that website
It's a little off. Everyone, check out Interior Chinatown.
I know this is live and we can't swear, but there's people who, let's just say we defeated in World War II. On Twitter right now, so
yes.
Or we thought we defeated.
Yeah, but anyway. Very good. Oh, and we may have just come from that part of the world.
No, God.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Interior Chinatown available for streaming on Hulu November 19th. Everybody, watch it. Available on Roku as well. Ronnie Chang is here.
Thank you.
Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
Here is the connection.
Yes, Bob.
Between me and J.B. Smoove. It involves the cult classic,
yeah,
Pootie Tang. J.B. Smoove is in Pootie Tang.
Yes.
And it goes without saying, yeah, that without me, Pootie Tang is nothing.
There's not. You put the Tang in Pootie Tang.
I did.
I bet.
I did, just like the astronauts.
Hey!
JB! JB Smoove!
Hey, I'm back there.
My man!
No, I'm back there. He was trash talking me, man. I mean,
I wasn't trash talking you.
I look up to you, man.
I was talking you up.
No, I look up to you while I'm looking down at you.
Anyone who looks up to me is a person I admire.
Do you have any good from the set stories of Pootie Tang?
You know, we were never on the set together.
Always.
Yeah.
There's some great stories of Pootie Tang. Any man who can fight with a belt.
Right.
How do you not have great stories? It's the man who had a ponytail and a belt,
yeah,
and had his own language. How do you not build a movie, right, on that platform and have success? You know, it's a cult classic. People sit in their basement smoking the funny stuff while they,
yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, and you don't even need the funny stuff.
No, you
don't. Although it helps.
It does help. It's a great movie.
To be reunited,
yes,
with J.B. Smoove.
My brother, we are back.
My man.
We are back.
By the way, Bob said Pootie Tang 5 times during that interview.
And that's 22 fewer times than Marshawn Lynch,
yes,
said he was there to be fined.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign your pity on a runny kind, brother. And if you want to try to stop me, I got to say the name-o.
I mean,
what is happening right now?
Future No Contest Wrestling guest, Bob Costas.
Thanks.
There's
to
many
you.
Appearances here on the Rich Eisen Show, available on our YouTube channel. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Also, just want to let you know that November is a perfect time, as we're halfway through the NFL regular season, to go ahead and figure out what NFL players are thinking about, making sure they get the best sleep possible. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should definitely stop at a Sleep Number store. They can assess your body's pressure points, recommend a bed at every price point that is just right for you. So check out what's going on at the Sleep Number store near you. Chicago, Illinois. This is the epicenter of all things controversial and questionable and dumpster fiery. and a team's only 4-5. I mean, and I again, if you're Matt Eberflus, it'd be just like, okay, listen, we're 4-5. We're trying to get through things with our rookie quarterback, the offensive coordinator. We thought we had the right guy. We don't. We're trying to fix it. You know, there are teams 2-8, 2-7 all over the map. We're still in this mix. That said, that's not the way the world works, as we know. And so he was asked today about the firing of Shane Waldron.
Yeah, you know, it's just, to me, it's about what's happening right now. You know, and again, obviously, when you're there, you're saying you're making a great decision there, and it's what's happening right now. You know, we have really struggled the last 3 weeks, and I just thought for the best thing right now for the Bears, okay, for our football team, where we are in the season, was to make that adjustment.
And I think he had no choice. Certainly, yeah. If the reporting that you're hearing out is that the players were saying we need a change. So what does Matt Eberflus expect to see the new or want to see from the new Thomas Brown coordinated offense?
What I'm looking for in the offense is creativity, you know, working the guys into open positions on the field. And that takes creativity, but it takes everybody, you know, working with everybody to be able to get that done. If it's Chris, if it's, you know, the running back coach, whoever it might be, using everybody to really do a good job to create that openness, you know, in space to get our athletes in that area. You know, so to me, it's always about that.
Will Caleb start on Sunday?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Why would he not? Well, I mean, why would he not? Is Caleb going to start Sunday?
Why?
Because the question is also, does Caleb Williams have the support of his team? I mean, because that's some of the reporting coming out of Chicago as well, is that some of the players wanted him to be given the Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson type sabbatical. And so Caleb was asked, because he spoke, if he thinks he has the support of his wide receiver room.
No, I think those guys are, you know, good, easy. We talk about it. You know, I got full support from them. I've gotten texts or calls or people coming up to me, you know, with this situation that just happened, coming up to me and saying, we got your back. We're with you, you know, things like that, and let's go. That kind of mindset and attitude has been what it's been this past couple of days, that's kind of what it's only been.
Only been. There's no there there. Sure looks like there's a there there. Sure, like this, there's a lot of there there. I told y'all last Friday, man, I keep that one loss to the Patriots was going to spin this thing in a totally different direction, and it has spun. And the question is, will it spin out against the Green Bay Packers?
It's also the way they lost to the Patriots. No touchdowns, 9 sacks, looking totally
terrible. Like,
yeah,
non-competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Non-compete.
Yeah.
At home. And by the way, the Bears hadn't been home in a month. So here they come back. Yep. And
losing to not a good team. I mean, New England's not good.
They're better than you think. Your rookie quarterback is pretty good.
He's good.
But Caleb's supposed to be better.
Right.
And he's supposed to have, you know, like Jalen Polk is not Keenan Allen.
Nope.
You know, Boutte is not supposed to be better than DJ Moore.
Right. No, I get
it. But it's been booty in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they of all the teams, it's Green Bay. Because if not, then you're going to start to take a look and wonder, is Caleb even reading his room properly? And it's all on the shoulders of a guy who coordinated the offense last year in such a difficult spot that the Bears were wound up using Carolina's draft choice to get Caleb Williams. So maybe he can just put the blinders on, because last year in Carolina is holding the beer of whatever's going on in Chicago right now.
Ooh, big time.
So hopefully he can block out the noise and come out with the creativity needed. Otherwise, this thing's going to be turned up to Spinal Tap 11 in Chicago. That wraps up this Wednesday show. We'll be back on the Roku channel to set up Thursday. And in a moment.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.